Hi everybody, this is Nick. Welcome to Teaching Series, Nick's Everyday Texts with his American Friends. 大家好，我是 Nick. 欢迎来到 Nick 和美国朋友的短信日常。So in this series, I will teach you guys some authentic phrases and slang by showing and explaining my texts with American people. 那通过讲解我本人和美国朋友之间发的短信来达到学习掉英文的效果。短信图片呢在微博。今天呢这个 Nick 和美国朋友短信日常的连载二。那不懂背景呢可以看上一条。大家看哈 ,CJ 这个人要开始他的借口秀了。他这个是第一个开始的借口。就是各种借口不来做作业啊讨论等等。大概有五六次吧。一共也就五六次讨论。I forgot to read this text. Alright, 我先读一遍这个短信。Hey fellas, I'm not going to be in class today. If anything important is addressed, can you tell me? Also,We need next steps on project. Do we need to start making moves on that? Please and thank you, fellas. Hear from you shortly. You guys checked out what he said about our paper one yet? Briefly. We just need to do a few adjustments, but I think we did well overall. Alright, number one, fella. 那也是兄弟朋友的一个意思。口语也是经常用的，因为你打招呼的时候可能会说 Hey fellas， 就这个意思。Number two, address， 做动词呢表示说的一个意思。那很多人可能不太知道，因为它用的其实没有那么多。Number three, make moves， 就是说行动起来的意思。我们很多人喜欢用 do something， 对吧？没有问题，没有任何问题。那你另一个更换的选择就可以说 make moves， 大部分情况下这两者都可以互换。比如说你说 I'm gonna study for my exam right now。Yo, that's cool. Make some moves. 对吧？或者你也可以回答 Good, let's do it. 当然了，你还有一个用法，就是更进一步的意思。通常用在这个 relationship 上。比如说你 追一个女孩子，然后你一年了，就天天聊天，你什么下一步，什么动作都没有做。然后你可能就会说，你朋友可能就会跟你说 Hey, yo, bro, what are you doing? Make a move. 就说快点进行下一步啊，对吧？ Number four, hear from somebody.就说你得到某人的消息，那比如说别人发邮件给你，你写了 I'm looking forward to hearing from you， 就说期待得到你的回应。那这个其实句型同理，你可以用在短信、电话、信件，甚至口头聊天都可以用这个 hear from you 这个句型。Alright, so this is pretty much it for this time. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.